This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. State lawmakers refused to approve part of the Jindal administration's plan for balancing the current budget Friday, making it clear they're fed up with sweeps of dedicated funds.
Somebody sooner or later has got to stand up and say, we got to stop this.
With administration numbers crunchers at the table, Benton Republican Robert Adley, chair of the Senate Transportation Committee, took great issue with the plan to grab $6 million gasoline tax dollars dedicated to roads and shuffle it to state police.
What is the total budget at state police?
Current budget of $438 million.
West Monroe Senator Mike Walsworth then asked,
how much has state police been cut so far this year?
Zero.
Adley said emptying the highway fund is not the answer then.
Make state police share in cuts like everybody else.
Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols said she agreed, in principle, though in practice that's not always possible.
It's frustrating. There are offices that are funded primarily by dedications that have not gone through the exercise of having to get efficiencies.
The Joint Budget Committee voted to keep the $6 million in the highway fund, with Adley admonishing the administration,
there's a better approach than to keep playing the shell game with the transportation money.
Senate Finance Committee Chair Jack Donahue told Nichols that so-called shell game won't be tolerated in the next budget.
Taking these dollars out of these funds stops us from having to correct structural deficit problems.
Nichols promises the next budget, being presented this Friday, will address those concerns.
You are going to see structural fixes. The imbalance needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed long term, and that's the approach we will take.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.